Good afternoon and welcome to Mind the Gap. It's a comedy show. Just a quick disclaimer. You start taking things serious and you end up with a heart attack. That's not on me or Eagle FM. I'm not going to speak for Bernadette. She'll speak for herself. I don't know if it's going to be on her. But
yeah.
How was the week? The weekend started on Friday.
Yeah, started on Friday. On my side, it was better.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it was, but yeah, it was better.
You're not saying it was what?
I can't say it was maybe
perfect.
Perfect something, but to me, it was better.
Yeah. Well, the tricky thing about you guys, let me play a generational card here. Mm-hmm. The tricky thing about you guys is your week or your day can be ruined by a comment under a video or a picture you upload.
Mm-hmm.
Which some of us just go through that and go like, oh, okay, here's another insult. Have a good weekend. Yeah.
You just take it from there.
Yeah. When I was filling in for Elizabeth, I came, there's this other day when I was talking about, some type of physical insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How we all have different things on us that even the most good looking people, you guys are the most insecure on the planet.
The women.
You good-looking guys. Mm-hmm. You are very, it's like, oh my God, I have a pimple on my face. And you have those of us that have, a giant nose attached to our face go like, wait, that's your biggest worry?
the people look at you.
That's going to be gone in a week. I'm stuck with this for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to realize that the modeling industry, I also came across that when I was watching one of the models,
mm-hmm.
She's a US model that basically toured the world, but she based most of her talks,
mm-hmm.
Based on her experience, staying in Japan. But then she pointed out that some of the most insecure people,
mm-hmm.
are coming out of the modeling industry, because it's very competitive, when it comes to looking, because they also have these very strict, standards that you must, beauty standards in the industry, mm-hmm. for you to basically participate in.
Yeah, fashionistas.
Mm-hmm. That's low-key giving yourself a heart attack.
No, really. Because let me say, if I'm a fashionista, then I know some people, they'll be there judging you or something. No, you're always putting on makeup and what, and you love wearing what, you're always wearing official, always wearing like this and like that. So I used to be like, no, guys, that's the way I love to look.
That's how you love to look. And then there are those, I think it's just our approach to how we do things. Basically, live your life, mm-hmm. type of things.
Mm-hmm.
I have two bosses, one of which I'm sure is listening.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know about both these guys is that, compared to me,
mm-hmm.
they have a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
but one thing we have in common is that we are all terrible. When it comes to fashion, they're terrible, disaster. The thing is, it's basically where I learned that, how do I put this? If you find them just going about their days,
mm-hmm.
when they are not attending one of those, take for example, high stakeholder engagement, occasions. They have the worst sense of fashion. But now, meet them at an event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's when you go like, hang on a second, you have a
mm-hmm.
suit?
Mm-hmm. You're surprised.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, hang on a second, you have a suit? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do. Like, yeah, but then it makes sense because mm-hmm. the question is, where did you expect me to wait?
Yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Because I met a lot of people. They used to be like, no, Nelly, I love your face without makeup. But for me, I love it with makeup. And sometimes I feel like I can't even maybe step out of the house just with a plain face.
Look, when
you know, life is for the living.
look, when it comes to people that I, you know, with faces I like without makeup,
mm-hmm.
oh, I have a list.
Mm-hmm.
I compiled a list. You're on that list, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And now, some of them, on the other hand, where were we? Now, it's all about, one thing I've come to learn when it comes to looking nice is that it's very subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want it to be like constantly having this whole, looking good or dressing up, you know, like, you know, fashionista level style.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people like the two that I just mentioned that, will look terrible the whole week mm-hmm. until they attend an event. Mm-hmm. Then you see that they are, you know, they are dressed up like models.
Mm-hmm.
So, such is life. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, I feel like, let me just add something.
Yeah.
I feel like myself, whenever I'm looking good, I used to wear even depending on my hairstyle. If my hairstyle is messy, I can't wear something like I'm there wearing my suits and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be weird.
Professional or what? No, I wear depending on my hairstyle. I can't even put on makeup and whatsoever if my hairs are looking messy.
That you're wearing, that's why you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm telling you.
On today's Mind the Gap, we, you know, move from the fashionista convo, and then we go to, you know, we basically go back to a summary of one of those things that we covered last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now, there are a lot of, how do I put this? There are a lot of groups of people that are not having a good time in this 2025. One is my gender, at least for those that are not comfortable taking their wife's surname.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a bunch of posts on that, you know, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed my lungs out because I just go straight to the comment section. And,
comment section.
And people are going bananas. I'm like, come on, you still have to reach an agreement. No one mm-hmm. is shoving it down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just, us, by us, I mean, men that are being threatened with, with our significant other surnames. But now, service station owners.
Mm-hmm.
Service station owners are now, you guys are not being threatened.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a recommendation, if you can look at that way.
Yeah, it's a recommendation. Yeah.
A very contradicting one.
But your helmet. The pressure is getting worse. Not worse anymore. It's worse. You know? Because you can just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just feel it, right? It's like 2025 looked at 2024 and said, hold my drink. I'm about to finish that.
I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you that are, subscribers of the e-villager, then, today's story is going to, you know, today's discussion is going to come in handy, because it's, for the most part based on, Friday's e-villager newspaper. Now, on page 6 of our e-villager newspaper, it's, of our e-villager newspaper, which you can subscribe to if you haven't already, and you can subscribe to the e-villager so that you can have the local and international news updates coming straight into your WhatsApp inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All you just need is, it's a subscription, which you can do by sending your email address and phone number to 08120041444. 081-200-4144. After that, all you just need is a decent internet connection, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you will have all the local and international update.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that out of the way, let's talk about energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the energy we're going to talk about is, for the most part, coming from page 6 of the Friday's The E-Village. This is Friday's The E-Village, right? Make I confirm that to make sure that I'm not misinforming you. 19th, oh, happy teacher salary. 19th, that was on Friday, yeah. 19th was on Friday. So it's a Friday E-Villager newspaper. Now, in that article, for those of you that missed it and you are still, you know, dialing, you know, is sending your email address and phone number 081-200-4144, there's an interesting story on the 6th page by, how can I mispronounce Lois, Lois's name? Because she's always saying, Hermuta. Now I just have to go with the, okay, I'll work on something. I'll work on something. Now,
I know what you are trying to say.
Nah, I don't want her punching me in the face when I go to the north. Yeah. So, the economist Joseph Shehama. Yeah. Is it Kefas? Shehama said, advised entrepreneurs, particularly those who operate fueling service stations, to begin installing charging ports for electric vehicles. Now, see, when I read that part, the normal presenter part of me went like, okay, it's part of the energy transition. We have green hydrogen. We have all this. We have global warming. You know, it's part of the transition. So, well, we also have, energy mix and all these things going on in terms of energy discussion, both local and international. So that's a brilliant idea. The comedian part of me, you couldn't stop but start thinking, this is somewhat really funny because, so I decided to cook up a scenario that I just threw in my, threw in my script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
It's a confusing one.
Yeah, it's because very confusing.
One, if I was married just for the heck of it, I was diagnosed with a very, let's make it that dark. And, if I was married and, there's just something go, okay, now how do I put it? My wife is tired of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, dear wife, when we get married, don't do that. I'll try to promise not to do the same. Now,
But wait, what? Do you know that that sounds like, it sounds less like an economic plan or what?
What I know.
Yeah.
In what way?
Okay, let me say more like a husband being told to train his own replacement, like, babe, can you show Sifiso where you keep the Brighto.
And Sifiso is the.
And he's going to be staying for a while.
I don't want to say side chick.
Mm-hmm.
Side chick is English. I like local.
Mm-hmm.
Kamboroto, now we're talking. Benten, I don't think. Now, this is where we have to localize things, man, because I can't believe we have managed to localize Kamboroto, but for Benten.
Mm-hmm.
We have not. Oh, okay. Does Kamboroto also apply to Benten? It's only side chicks.
Somehow, side chicks and Benten.
Uh huh.
They are two way different.
Really?
No.
Look. The thing is, I've heard the word Kamboroto being used mostly towards towards women.
Mm.
Now, when it comes to guys, it's mostly Benten.
Kamboroto
ben,
means
ben.
The side chick most.
That's how I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, that's how I understand it. If Kamboroto is side chick,
And a benton is a what now? I don't know. You means you are the one.
Side homie. For the wife having a side homie. Yeah, having a side guy. Yeah, right, that's... And yeah, and benten is mostly used in reference to someone who is to someone who is to a guy who is younger. It's more like somewhat the opposite of sugar daddy. Mm.
Yeah, they are opposites.
Yeah, so we decided to remove. I mean, we tried sugar mommy for a while; it didn't catch well, so we decided to go with benten, and now now we're good to go.
You're good to go.
And whoever is coming up with these terms is, all the blames are on you.
You can't blame us.
There's a word sugar in the name. What do you want me to do?
They add sugar.
Uh-huh. and on behalf of my gender, I can explain to you. How do I put this? We can explain.
Mm-hmm.
We can explain. Before we drag us all back to the energy discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stick to?
Yeah.
There's this trend that was that I came across online a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about mostly teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few boys, but it was mostly girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing this thing of dressing my mom to be like me. And mommies were looking hotter than their daughters. I was like mm-hmm. Look, this whole thing of getting married and then Oshitenge 24/7. That's how you're killing your marriage.
Mm-hmm. I can never.
I'm making it sound like I'm married. But anyway, the thing is...
Okay, let me say, in your own opinion,
uh-huh.
Will you allow or will you just be cool with your wife always wearing those long dresses, wearing whatsoever? She just started that when she got married.
Not always. When the kids are around, family members, yes, yeah, well, yeah, you can do that. When family members are around, because in-laws are, self-proclaimed mm-hmm. judges. Those guys are mean.
Yeah, I know. At least maybe I can wear traditional dress.
You do that. But when the kids are at school, family members are all minding their own business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this and us. Right? Okay, this show would have been in the evening. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the part where I was saying that I can explain on behalf of my gender is, it's simple. You guys, by you guys I mean ladies,
mm-hmm.
have this tendency of just, no wonder people keep getting back together again. Because you'll be wearing Oshitenga all the time and then homeboy is, it's not the same woman I married. And then they get a divorce. And then she throws away all the Oshitenga and goes back to goes back to miniskirts and homeboy goes like, hang on a second. When did that happen?
Wearing a shorty.
Wearing a shorty and all these nice dress and heels.
Come out, summer body.
That somebody. And then we start going, maybe I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We can work this out. What that means is, where the heck was that dress the whole time that we were married? Well, short answer, it was in Mr. Price. All you had to do was go and get it.
It was under my...
Somewhere in a pile. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, before we... I have some communications to do.
Mm.
You know, it's a professional stuff. Mm. Relax.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, he's talking about professional. Anyway, let's take a break. Let's take that break with a Beautiful Boy by John Lennon. Yeah, that's not how it starts. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans.
master's gone, he's on the run, and your daddy's here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better. To you while you're busy making other plans.
Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. That's John Lennon. So it's not a guarantee that we're going to get to the goal. So the advice I've been given, at least about life, is that learn to enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to enjoy the process, because every goal is going to require you to go through a process. So enjoy the process, the best way to do that, the best way to do that is by understanding that mistakes are going to be made. Yeah, not perfect. Mistakes are going to be made. It's just how you handle those mistakes while you are, you know, restructuring and rerouting all your, you know, all your roads to your goal. So I've been told 1,000 times, but it's still a work in progress. Go out there. Go on. You have no idea how many times, you have no idea how many times chicken have yelled, sounds more, more negative. Every time that I'm going, every time when we go on stage, that's one thing he says to us. Remember, the goal is to go out there and have fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Go out there and have fun while doing it. Don't just entertain the crowd, entertain you too. Because, for the sake of your sanity, mental health, is good for all of us. Now, speaking of mental health, if you own a service station, there is some wonderful announcement coming from the e-villager here.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of the economist Joseph Schirmer, who said, If your station is located in an area with existing electric vehicle owners, now is the time to learn how charging ports operate and consider installing one. If your business does not adapt to developments in technology, you will be left behind, he cautioned. Look, this is a wonderful article. I mean, it's very, informative in terms of, in terms of charging ports.
Yeah.
And if you don't keep up with technology, technology is going to leave you behind.
Yeah. So now petrol stations are now racing, electric babies. That will one day pull, the plug on the, on them and literally.
Literally. Because, today is one pump, tomorrow is two, not pump, plugs. Well, a pump is for fuel. Look, I'm already mixing up the language here. one pump of fuel, and then you have, right next to that is a charging port. And we have talked about this before. I think it basically makes sense. It's part of the energy mix. You use both in the middle of this whole transition thing. But I can, keep going back to my script and looking at this whole thing in a very more of a coup going on. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the lingo, the word coup, is it coup d'etat in full, in full, is from a French. I know that the word coup has means more like to punch, to punch or to strike. So now when you look at it when you look at it from that angle, it's easy to it's very safe to assume that the word coup is applying also to some degree in this whole energy mix discussion. Because now, what you have here is, it's like the equivalent of that we used earlier on.
Yeah.
Of, someone who is, now you are married and someone, your wife or your husband is telling you, let's just start with a husband. As a husband, your wife is telling you, there's this pool boy that I have been doing this whole week, and he's, don't get me wrong, you are good, but he's better. Now, the thing is, I want you to train him how to be a good husband, so that when I kick you out of the house,
it's gonna be
good. That'd be one heck of a conversation. Now, you are a wife, and, your husband comes to you and tells you, you know this babysitter that's been chilling here? Well, it's not just a babysitter. Now, my plan is to make him my wife someday. So, and I'm not planning on having polygamy. So, as soon as we get married, okay, we'll just have this whole side dish situation going on until, she's fit enough to be my wife in playing a perfect wife role like you are. And then I'll kick you out of the house and then replace you. But for the meantime, I want you to train this, comrade of mine to be an excellent wife. What's going to be your response to that?
Yeah.
I have a short one. Mother, go on. You know, if my wife approaches me with that, okay, look, guys, not a bit, understand this, this is a comedy show. I'm not about to commit murder and go to jail. But anyway, trouble is going to be in paradise. You're going to be okay with it? Just asking for that lucky husband who is out there, praying and fasting.
For me.
Uh-huh.
Just to find me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also praying to find a good husband.
You're not fasting?
I'm not fasting.
Okay, dear future Bernadette's husband, if you are fasting, cut it out.
He must just come already. He must just come already.
Yeah, that's the same thing I always tell my future wife. But, just pray. The fasting part.
Patience.
That one is on you. Because, look, man, you have to understand my relationship for food is top-notch. Yeah. So that's a very easy way of looking at it. So now, on the energy mix discussion, Mm-hmm. Now, this is an economist that is basically urging service station owners to start installing charging ports. I understand there is one that I saw, you know, there's one that I saw being, you know, officially more like inaugurated by, you know, by City of Windhoek. But also now, this is now brings us to, you know, this now brings us to this whole energy, you know, not energy mix, but energy replacement. You know, replacing a fossil fuel with a electric vehicle, and we're calling it green energy. Again, I'm totally mindful of energy transition and all that. But this is the comedian part of me talking.
But what do you think is next?
We have a long way. We have a very long way.
What do you think is next?
First of all, we love money. Yeah. Oof. We love money. We, you know, in this country, we have a green hydrogen project going on.
Yeah.
And also we're exploring for oil all at the same time. And also saying, you know, let's get rid of fossil fuel.
Yeah.
Bottom line is they are both bringing money. So now we are having, I mean, whenever there's a green hydrogen discussion, you know, by Vision 2030, we have these goals about energy. And then we talk about oil by Vision 2030. Now, the question is, which one is which?
Cassette, what cassette tapes monitoring Spotify?
Say this one.
I don't want to go deep in it, but yeah, the pressure.
Now, the thing is, it's somewhat okay. It's very interesting when you look at it from the angle of, from the angle of a replacement. Again, energy mix means we are going to use different forms of energy until we get to the point where the clean ones, aka the green ones, are perfected. But that's going to be a while because now we are going to basically do a little bit of, take a little bit of a look over why I like to emphasize that. Last time I had this discussion on my morning show, when my Mind the Gap was still a morning show, I was looking at it from a lot of different products, more like products that we use on a day-to-day basis. That are made out either directly or indirectly by that has at least to some degree fossil fuel products or fossil fuel products. But what I did not look at was just how much of it is used in the pharmaceutical industry.
In the pharmacy.
Yeah. To produce medicine. You know why zero fossil fuel, like to cut all the fossil fuel products out of human existence. You know what that means? No makeup.
No makeup.
Yeah. Because now, if that container, do you have any container of your makeup that are made out of plastic?
Yeah, we do have.
Those plastics gone. And picture this: everything plastic gone.
Yeah, but we are so lucky because we still have the metal ones.
So your headphones will be made out of metal. Your phone case will be made out of metal. Unless you are wearing 100% silk, which is ridiculously expensive, or 100% cotton, the clothes that,
are the clothes?
The affordable ones that you and I are buying, those ones, also have to some extent fossil fuel products. So delete them out of existence. Yeah, like all of them. That means it's time to bring back traditional dressing, people. Not traditional in material, no, traditional in skin.
But in what?
Animal skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how many of us will look good in that outfit, though? I'm just curious.
I remember one of my aunt, she used to mention that, you know, she wambo kama, haidi kwa inoma lutu. Like, when you are buying the clothes from the shop, do you think it will come like, maybe you were fitting in, or maybe sometimes you didn't fit, and then you felt like, no, in this one I'll look good in it.
Okay, but they're fitting clothes, right? You can just try it on. Oh, wait.
Sometimes you just saw somebody wearing it, and then you felt like, oh, this is very good, or oh, it's cute, and then you, boom, you want to buy it already.
Okay, how do I
doesn't produce? Come with a bodice.
Oh, that's the scam of modern day marketing, because every time, okay, when I look at this, the status of a lot of people that sell clothes, they use this model type, you know, a model type of bodies to advertise their clothes.
Yeah.
They're forgetting that not everyone out there is built the same.
Major.
What I was going to say next will get us fired. Now, the thing is, if you use, take for example, David is tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you use, if you use David's physique to market clothes to me, I'm just going to be like, it's not that I don't like your clothes. All I'm saying is, do I have the height? No.
Like yours.
Yeah. The same goes for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you advertise, clothes using me, David would be like, well, I can't fit in that. Pretty much everyone, hey. Okay, minus Michael. Michael is just gonna be fine. Hang on a second. Other than that, Dakia, I need to eat more. Now, if we have to go back to getting rid of fossil fuel products 100% means getting rid of of a lot of things. Capsules, have you seen tablets?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, most of them come in containers that are made out of all medicine that I've seen come in containers that are made out of plastic. So you'll have to find another container. You can make them out of wood, but then that's going to become somewhat very contradicting, because saving the environment means not cutting down a lot of trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we are to replace every, just go to one pharmacy, look at the stock that they have, and picture every bottle they have on the shelf being made out of wood. And ask yourself, how many trees would you need to provide containers for all the pharmacies in the country? That's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, we have a dilemma here. How do we stop it? Oh, no. Well, look, we're doing great. With the congratulations there by City of Windhoek with the, charging station. And it turns out the chargers are huge. I thought it was just like my phone charger. It turns out chargers are big.
Your helmet.
What? No. And then, for medicine, the capsules. There are those capsules that I think are made out of, most of the things in the pharmaceutical, in the pharmaceutical world that's made out of synthetic material is most likely going to be made out of, most likely, by that I mean 50-60% going to be made out of, fossil fuel products. There is another problem.
And I heard some of the medicines are made of our brains, or is it not true?
I really hope that's not true, because I don't want to swallow someone's brain.
But it might be possible.
The brain one, I'm not sure.
Just that I never saw somebody,
Someone's brain, you.
Yeah, like, cause they say it,
when you start thinking like them,
when the person dies, they took the brain and then they're gonna use it for medications. Something like that. I wanna try it. I wanna see somebody one day in a casket, and then I'll
someone is going to jail. Look, now look, there are a lot of I don't want to say products.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things we can exchange as humans. Mm-hmm. If you have the same blood type, you mm-hmm. can you can donate a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate a what else can you donate though? And still remain alive.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate a heart and be alive. You can
donate blood.
Yeah, you can donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere here in either in Clan Winduko Ero somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can donate kids. You know, indirectly. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's.
Let me be on your side because I don't want you to go to jail.
That's a practice. That's a practice reserved for men. No, not kidnapping kids and donating them.
Mm-hmm.
No, my gender will understand this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know when, suspiciously long shower that you are taking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out, that practice you are doing there, you can save a lot of, you can help people conceive.
Mm-hmm.
Not by forcing them, by going to the clinic that takes the sample and then keep it for anyone that comes to, seeking fertility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really had to go around the bush in that one. On stage I would have gone directly, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's one medical procedure that I actually made me started eating healthy. It turns out, your stomach has bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
That bacteria is needed. So don't kill it. If you kill it, you're going to have some serious problem. So, there's this type of, stomach treatment where they introduce, how do I put this? Hang on a second. Let me just get a name. Oh, this is about to get it's lunchtime. This is about to get a little disgusting, but well, guys, it's the only example I have. Please give me a break.
Double trouble every time.
already. They're the victims of the situation.
If you are eating for the this next example, you may wanna put away your food just for a minute. Now the example, the medical procedure that I was talking about is known as fecal microbiota transplantation.
Yeah, the word.
Now, this is a medical procedure that transfers fecal matter, aka stool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What you are dropping with your number two, they take that from someone who is healthy and then put it in your stomach to introduce the bacteria that you don't have in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it's a medical procedure. So eat healthy if you don't want someone's in your stomach. Okay, from now on, I'm Googling what type of food do I have to eat to avoid that medical procedure. Because there ain't no way in hell.
That medical procedure is for what?
Well, if you are not very, I mean, if you, you know, if you, no, if you, you have, you basically, your digestive system mm-hmm. is filled with a lot of living organisms.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a human being is more microorganisms than, we have more microorganisms than we have our body cells.
Yeah.
So in other words, we are, you know, we're just over 50% bacteria, fungi, and not fungi. That would be a bad idea. Mostly bacteria and the viruses that are basically, it's a whole ecosystem that's going on. You have a microorganism in your mouth. You have microorganism in your eyes. But mouth and stomach, those ones are well known. There are a lot of microorganisms that are needed. They help, basically maintain the environment in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
They are healthy for you. And I know what you're saying. No, I'm rich. I don't. Oh, no, you do. You know, you do. No, well, I eat very healthy. I don't have this. You are healthy because they are healthy. Because if they were not healthy, you'd be going through that procedure. Oh, dear. Boy, oh, boy. This medical procedure involves it is the effective treatment for current. Is it close three a whole a whole medical procedure? There is administered via colonoscopy, where yeah. they use colonoscopy. That's the one where they use like a camera to. Guys, you should respect doctors and nurses, man, because if they are doing this. Mm-hmm. Aye.
What is that tool like? Thank God I didn't go for biology. It's this.
Wait, you didn't do biology?
I did, but the words nowadays, ne?
Oh, no,
electroparatus. Yo, imagine such a word and you have to pronounce.
Biology was awesome. I think I enjoyed it because I had a biology teacher who was just
mm-hmm.
Homeboy was savage. I mean, he was the right biology teacher because he was just. You have to understand that we are in Africa,
mm-hmm.
private parts is not something that you just throw around in terms of mentioning names. But when it comes to biology,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what you have to do, and then you have to now bring up diagrams and. As backbenchers, we were having a field day.
The only subject I enjoyed when I was in school is history.
Really?
I loved history.
Huh.
That was my favorite subject. And entrepreneurship. Those were my favorite subjects.
My favorite
subject. And agriculture also.
Okay, I liked a little bit of meth, not a lot of it.
Oh,
just a little bit of meth.
I don't even like the word meth.
Oh dear.
when I was in school, eh?
But why though?
I might even sleep
in that everyone lesson. Slept in meth.
Mm-hmm.
The only part that I did not like much because it was a lot of information. Also.
The only word I used to hear in meth, whenever we have a lesson for meth, are we together?
Really?
I sleep.
Working with big numbers, not a huge fan, which is why I liked algebra, because you only have
that,
a bunch.
That part. Even.
You don't, one. The good thing about algebra is, you can do that without a calculator, because you're not dealing with a bunch of numbers. You're just dealing with, you know,
x, just y plus y. Ooh.
Those are just variables. It basically shows that, it could represent any number in a number spectrum from zero to gazillion. So that's why I just putting X, Y, so that, take for example, if you are solving, you know, exchange rate,
mm-hmm.
if you are solving, you know, exchange rate without, you know, and you don't have Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, the Namibia's exchange rate is, you know, to the US dollar is one US dollar. Equals to take, to say, 20 Namibian dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have 5 US dollars. How much would that be in, you know, how much would that be in Namibian dollars? What you just have to do is cross multiply and problem solved. Now, cross multiplication, it's also, if you just solve, especially if you look at a simultaneous equation, if you just solve, you know, equation number one, because simultaneous equation come in pairs, you have to solve one and then come to another one, before you reach a final answer. So if you just go through all those two formulas and you get everything correct, you look at your work and go like, man, this is just one awesome. And then there are those questions that come with a.
And then penalty. All of a sudden, the answer you get is just X. Or Y.
Yeah, X equals minus one.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. It was awesome. And then, I also like
this. That's an algebraic expression, right? I can never be a friend with math.
Also, now you have to understand here that you're not talking to a math genius, but one thing that gave me a hard time with math before I figured out, and then my life became a little bit easier,
mm-hmm.
was that it's having very strict rules. You know, a lot of people that struggle with topics like, take for example, just basic algebra, mm-hmm. forget that everything that you are doing. As in everything else is based on rules. One of the very basic rule to understand in algebra is that if you are multiplying bases,
mm-hmm.
you add the indices, the index. So those big letters, if you are multiplying them, the tiny numbers on top, you add them. Now, if you are dividing those big numbers, mm-hmm. then tiny numbers on top, you subtract them. So, multiplication for big numbers, for small numbers, addition. Division for big numbers, for small numbers, subtraction. Now, the thing is, if you ignore that rule, you're gonna have a hard time with algebra. And that then will mean it's going to come with a lot of instructions, like this is how you do this, this is how you solve this, this formula is going to come with this instruction. So then it becomes very overwhelming to the point where I'm going, now can we move on? I think everyone loved history. Biology was my favorite. I liked mm-hmm. chemistry because, mm-hmm. well, there was nothing more fun than dissolving bones in acid.
Mm-hmm.
What
about geography? Geography. I hate map work. Map work.
The only thing I like about geography is coordinates.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Anything outside of that, you know, this river is meandering and all that. And I'm like, okay. After it's going to, you know, after I calculate how much it's meandering, how much money am I going to make? Histories was basically storytelling, so it was wonderful. The only thing I don't like, I didn't enjoy, you know, reflecting back is I had no business learning about Hitler or Mussolini or Stalin.
Hitler caused the Second World War.
Like teaching me about Mansa Musa here would have been a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Mansa Musa is? Exactly. Because, because his space in our history book was occupied, more like the space that Mansa Musa would have occupied, they decided to occupy it with, Joseph Stalin, you have, Benito Mussolini. Like, that's in Italy. Why did I have to do that? Now, for some reason, I had to memorize a bunch of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of history here. Now, and then we come to history in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, colonialism.
Kakulukanze Mungunta, Windhoek Massacre.
This is a very important piece of our history.
Mm.
But I just don't like that approach because it seems to perpetuate this narrative that we didn't have a history before colonialism. We had a history before colonialism.
We
had thriving empires. We were conducting businesses. We had our own technology.
What was that? Was it evolution or something? I don't know.
That was Charles Darwin, high on weed.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of things going on before colonialism, but we just decided, you know what, let's toss all that away and talk about once upon a time, a bunch of guys allergic to the sun showed up and then they just subjugated everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fought them and then we won. Now that's the reason we're celebrating independence. It's very important history. It's important. We need it. The history before that would have been nice.
Oh, the one for 1990s.
We're talking about 1700s. Yeah, 1700s,
1500s, 1600s. But that one, what are we going to use it for?
Having the whole idea that, my history started with colonialism.
Mm.
Because it didn't.
Because for me, I feel like, this one, the one that started in the 90s, African history.
It's a Gen Z thing. You think history started in the 90s? That's
what? I don't know when. Point of correction. I don't know when, by then. I feel like that one is more better because it's teaching, especially the upcoming generation. They are being taught how was the war. Yeah, something like that.
Well, before
people were killed, people were what?
Before the
they
war.
They were colonized.
People were colonized. Again, that's my problem with modern day history books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we shouldn't record colonialism. I'm just saying we are overemphasizing it to the point where we have basically lost our identity as a people. But
it seems like we are over-explaining it or what? Each and every year, talking about the same.
Talking about it, that's a brilliant idea because we have to talk about it.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the idea that we just have to ignore it and don't talk about it. You know, it's sensitive. No, that was one heck of it's a blippin' mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure, the only way to make sure that, you know, we don't end up in that situation again is by talking about it. Excellent. But also, emphasizing the fact that before colonialism, we had civilizations. Mm-hmm. They said this, I think it was IPPR, the Institute of Public Policy Research, that that tried to verify what is said to be is it Louis Botha's speech? It's not verified as to whether or not Louis Botha basically said it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just one of those things that was just cooked up by a bunch of people in the you know on their smartphones in the comfort of their living room.
Mm-hmm.
The speech goes something like, black people can't rule themselves. First of all, wrong. Why? It's because, colonialism basically, gets in full swing in the late 1900s, early 1800s. Although, you know, transatlantic slavery has been going, wild, like, from the 1400s. Actually, from the 1400s, from the late 1400s, not early 1900s, 1800s, 1800s,
mm-hmm.
Slavery at this point is just, through the roof. But here's the thing. 1600s, you had people like Queen Zinga. I had to learn about Queen Zinga from Chicken, because he kept talking about Queen Zinga, and I had no idea who he was talking about, so I had to look it up. Queen Zinga was a queen.
Mm.
We have a female president now, but Africa have been having female leaders for a very long time. This is not new to us.
Mm. And then for us, we just started this year.
Queen Zinga Anna de Sosa Mbande, that's a long name, Southwest African paramount ruler queen, ruler as a queen of the Ambundu kingdom of Ndongo and Matamba, located in present day northern Angola, mm-hmm. born of the ruling family of Ndongo. And grandfather and Ngola Kilombo Kia Kisembe was the king of the Ndongo, succeeded by her father. Now,
but
this woman lived from first reign. She ruled from 1624 to 1626.
Whoa, imagine all
that's
these
not
years.
When she was born. That's mm-hmm. when she ruled.
Whoa.
Now, she was born in 1583.
That means she started. She started.
Don't say she started school. There was no school.
Yeah, there was no school.
Although there was of course, they had, the
equivalent. She started the ruling when?
She started the ruling.
When she was how old she was?
She started the ruling from 1624. So all you just have to take. Her first reign was 1634.
Mm-hmm.
1631. So 1583. 1631. Okay, that's a lot of math. 1631. Okay, her first reign was when she was 54.
Oh, at least better.
Her first reign was when she was 54.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me ask this question: and how many countries are being ruled by female president now in Africa?
I only know of two, Namibia and Tanzania.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, if you look at it from from a democratic standpoint, which is fundamentally new to us, mm-hmm. democracy is not our thing. It's not even an American thing. It's a Greek thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, when it comes to women that have ruled or more like run this continent,
mm-hmm.
women have always held position of power on the African continent. Queen,
because they are empowered.
You have Queen Zaria who lived from 1533 to 1610. Holy cow, history have gone a long way.
Yeah, it has gone a long way.
Now, this is, this, reigned Zaza, what is now Zaria in kingdom of, Zaria in Kiduna, modern day Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she ruled for 34 years. More than just a warrior queen. Now, she was not just a queen. She was a warrior. In other words, we've always had strong and women. Independent women. You're welcome.
And that is me now. I'm the first one in Namibia.
Now, you have Queen Nandi of the Zulu Kingdom, 1760 to 1827. Mm-hmm. You have a queen, now you have a Queen Sheba, ninth, Queen Sheba. I think this is what takes us to, to King Solomon. Yeah, to King, all the way to King Solomon.
Mm.
Yeah. You have a Queen Sheba, it takes us to all the way to Queen Sheba in, in modern day Egypt. You have, Asante Wa of the Ashanti Kingdom in modern day Ghana. Again, queen. Now, all this, and then, now you have a Queen Zinga of modern day Angola, modern, parts of Angola and DRC. You have Empress Menen of, Empress Menen of Ethiopia. Again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at this, the first time the British mm-hmm. the British had a woman rule them as a queen mm-hmm. was a Queen Elizabeth the
mm-hmm.
Fifth. Do you have an idea what she had to do to gain that position? First of all, she didn't get married out of the fear that anyone that she's going to marry is going to kick her out of her, out of her status because she was a woman. We are not new to having women leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because not a lot of people know this history, mm-hmm. they're like, oh my God, women are joining power. Yes, they are coming back. This is not their first time.
Yeah, it's time to get up.
Now, when you look into, actually before Queen Elizabeth, they had Queen Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when we don't study the right history, we miss a point of, of who we are. When we miss the point of who we are,
mm-hmm.
we start thinking everything is new, even when we basically invented the whole crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're good with that. So, ladies, before you start saying, oh my God, we have been subjugated. You are not from America. No one subjugated you. You have been in power your whole life. You just don't know your history. Thank you for tuning in to Mind the Gap. Now you know your history.
Now I know.
Yeah, now after 27 of that.
But all I can tell you about women is that they are fought in power.
Yeah. So, ladies, you have been in power. Queen mm-hmm. Nefertiti. Look, that name is never good, I'm never reading that name without thinking about something different. First of all, this is 13 to, ladies in Africa, you wanna know for how long have you guys been in, been running, being in leadership positions? Queen Nefertiti, that's a nice name. Did it really have to end with Nefertiti? But anyway, this is someone that was in power from 1370 BC. 1370 BC.
Mm-hmm.
Ajasoro, 12th century. Now, all these are queens. So,
yeah,
we're not very power hungry. Okay.
On top of that, I want us to go to this topic.
History?
Not history.
What?
Is there what? The gas station embarrassing the EV?
No.
Charging ports.
It's not embarrassing. Okay, it's low key embarrassing. But before, mm-hmm. Let's take a musical break, and when we come back on the other side, then we can come back to, basically explain why I'm saying it's not embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't understand a word. But I know, I know a thing or two about the guy I'm listening to. First of all, he's allergic to t-shirts. And first of all, he's just he's a genius at these things. From now henceforth, it's not no worry. No, it's no worry.
No worry.
No worry. Ri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a tattoo thing, you won't understand. From no worry, no worry. That's the only thing I can hear from that. No okay. Worry, yeah, no worry, itodul, no worry. Mm-hmm. And something. Oshuambo, no worry.
No worry.
Now,
that's a booty itodul.
So, moving on. Hang on a second, let me get that. When it comes to this whole, you know, every service station must have, you know, an EV charging station.
Mm-hmm.
The best humorous way to look at this is to imagine yourself as a married man or woman, and you are openly cheated on. Not when you're having an open relationship. I never understood that concept.
But I just feel like gas station are just like, they are just like your old school daddy trying to understand.
Hey.
TikTok. Something. Because for me.
Old school daddy trying to understand TikTok?
Yeah.
Seriously? That's how you are making, that's how you guys are making fun of us these days?
I just doesn't, I mean, it just doesn't sit right.
Nah, still
yet
picture,
here where we are.
Still picture it in a way of, the best humorous way to look at this is imagine yourself as a married man or woman and you are openly cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that, that is so open and the whole community knows your wife's Ben 10 mm-hmm. or your husband's Kamboroto. And now on that part, I now fail to understand. Like, okay, what's the equivalent of of Kamboroto in Ben 10 for you LGBTQ guys?
Yeah, because I know. Let me say, Helmut.
I know someone who is going to punch me in the face after this.
Because I know back in your days, I know you guys were bumped. Or you were pumped, guys?
We had what?
You were pumped, guys.
In what way?
Like what I mean was like when I said that's like your old school daddy trying to understand TikTok, and it's
service stations are still here.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And he just choked on films like Real Men.
Real Men, are you kidding me? Those things are addictive. So, yeah, no, there's nothing real about that. Petrol. I think there are people that still do it these days, but I think when I was in high school, one of the things we talked about was, was people, sniffing, substances that are not actually supposed to be sniffed because they have the same effect, drugs, for example, or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
There are some types of glue that will, basically make you high. I think petrol has the same effect to some degree. Yeah. So,
yeah, because for me, I feel like, EV charges and the what? And the gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like excess forced to stay in the same house or something.
Well,
or to live in the same house because.
Well, the problem is the main guy, mm-hmm. aka fossil fuel,
mm-hmm.
is very toxic. He's very good at generating energy, but also. Is also like literally toxic, as in releasing toxic fumes in the environment. So it's like one of those, basically 50 Shades of Grey scenario that you're dealing with. You have a homeboy that's very rich, he's loaded, but sometimes he punches you in the face. Now you are going, is it worthy?
Will I ever throw like somebody that will punch me? I'll never ever.
Really?
If you happen to slap me once,
uh-huh.
take him over.
I recommend that because, well, today is a slap, tomorrow is a punch, and mm-hmm. then the next day is a panga, so, mm-hmm. so it's a bad idea. So the relationship we have with fossil fuel
mm-hmm.
is a very good one because it works. Everyone that have listened to the sound of an LX V8 engine running is just music that can never be produced in any studio. Can only be produced in a Japanese assembly plant. It's that, and if you've listened to the, R35 Skyline, Nissan, that's the Nissan, and you have a Supra, the sound at the end is just music on another level. Now, that's fossil fuel. You can't do that with electric cars. That's the boring part. That's the boring part.
It's very boring.
Yeah. But now the thing is, we basically have to carry out the transition.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing is, it's fossil fuels work in terms of energy production. They are top notch,
mm-hmm.
but pollution is the trade off.
Yeah, but gas stations were not built for patients.
Patients in what way?
It's all Red Bull.
Now
it's a Red Bull, and I just feel like kind of bad decision. Oh, what do you think about it?
No, when it so I said that it has a lot of applications, mm-hmm. especially industrial applications, used in in the textile industry to make clothes. It's used basically everything made out of plastic, mm-hmm. and the roads that we are driving on, it's made out of tar, which is one of the byproducts of more like a, one of the products of fossil fuel. So you have the chairs that we're sitting on, the clothes we're putting on, the headphones, microphones, and every computer, and everything is made out of it. So it's very useful.
Mm-hmm.
But the pollution part, that is the red flag that's just too giant to ignore.
Yeah.
And now we are going... for those of you guys that are making electric cars, can you just work out a way to make them sound... this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make it sound like that. And then, believe me, make it sound like that and every guy will be like, I'm going to get me one. But the thing is...
But EVs, they I feel like they take...
They're very, they're very silent.
But they take longer.
To charge.
It's 30 minutes to charge or something.
I think the technology has room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, that sound. It's what's going to kill my transition mood. Not the fact that we have fossil fuel made up, being used in everything that we use on a daily basis. It's just that that sound is just too much of a trade-off.
But that longer.
I know.
It takes longer to charge.
So that's the only disadvantage?
Yeah. That's longer than any snack or shelf can keep you entertained.
Well, in that case, then just get yourself Netflix. My only concern.
I'm not a fan of Netflix. That's a problem.
Me neither. Plus, I'm just too broke for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I can't say, but anyway, yeah. Now, the thing is, every single car lover out there will ask you one question. Look, man, mm-hmm. I want to save the environment. It's a wonderful thing to do. But what do I do about this?
Let's go to employees now. I feel like employees are now confused.
Look, man.
Employees are confused now.
Oh no! Look, I'm not against electric vehicles. I really love electric vehicles because, for one,
mm-hmm.
They still have to become cheaper because one of the disadvantages is that they are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the revving sound, I don't think there's anything that can. You can put a subwoofer in the back, but it's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Work something out, guys. Like pronto, work something out. For employees confused. How?
Yeah, because let me say, I'm sorry to mention this word, because they say that
if you mention any names, they are going to kill you, not me.
They must come for me. I'm ready. Okay, these poor attendants are out there or they are out here Googling where does the guys go in a Tesla or something. What is it?
Oh, in a Tesla? No. I think, actually, it's a good thing you brought that up. Look, if you are going to have, there have been situations where the wrong, a diesel car have been, was fueled with the wrong fuel. A diesel car, someone ended up shoving, a petrol pump and then started pumping, petrol in a diesel car, which is a bad idea. And then, and also the reverse. And you are going to find like car owners are going to murder you if you do that, because that's just ruins the engine. At least that's according to the basic understanding of mechanics that I know. But the thing is, if you are going to have an electric vehicle, just park it at the right spot and make sure just for the sake of the employee, your car, you and the safety of everyone else around you within, 100 meter radius, that someone does not mistakenly start spewing any liquids in your charging port. Because that's not going to end well. That's not going to end well.
No worries.
Yep. Because electricity and any type of liquid that is not, specialized liquid cooling for electronic components, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea for your smartphone, and you can bet it's a bad idea for your electric car.
And here we come to the training session.
Oh, training your employees. I don't know. Just tell them, I don't think that training is going to take an hour. Just bring an electric car and bring in a traditional internal combustion engine car and tell them, this fuel, this charging port. And also, car owners, if you drive an electric vehicle, if you drive an electric car, why would you stop it at, at a next to a pump? Because it'd be like, okay, where am I supposed to put this? And now, electric cars, it's are very costly in comparison to, Dwight and I did a show on electric cars. For now, they are very, they are very expensive. Take, for example, if you take, an electric car that costs $2 million will buy you a very fancy traditional car. So that's why the transition is somewhat, it's a very, 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 it's very questionable. Why it's expensive, I don't know. Maybe it's because.
All right. Helmut, this is an EV charger. No, don't try to light it. It comes to what? To the training session now.
Okay, first of all, you are told to not have any flammable stuff anywhere near a service station. So that part of the training is taken care of.
Maybe it might.
It might
be better, it might be good. But...
Yeah, but obviously service station owners will have to... service station owners will basically have to maybe train the existing staff or bring in new guys that will, bring in new guys that bring in new guys that bring in someone who is bring in someone who will be who will just be working with EVs. Now, the thing is, I think if you look at it right now, they are most likely going to train either one or two of their existing staff, because if you just get in someone who is dedicated to charging electric vehicles, first of all...
Then what about the imaginary future and the identity crisis?
How many electric cars are you going to charge per day? Because we don't have a lot of them, at least not yet. That will just be total other stuff. But we have 11 minutes before we run away. Let's throw in another gem coming out of... just a surprise. One of those songs that challenged my English.
Listen to me, an Alu boy.
Let's start. Hang on a second. Oh. Yeah, let's start with that, and then we can come to Si Tiongo.
Chimariwa, we todi mbwa ona kuiwa, waliko kukara papa wa, we bomba pira kuna pawa, tegurombera kuchota epuheke neriko, tegurombera kucho chilo tomana pethimbo, talikutano na nguitera, ohorenji no jolera, ae kaishi onchina, bomba biro nde isaina, tira Kuchitera Baranduri ke forena Utebi kerira yara Ochirika na matae kufara Morikonda tokora Chiri ni kukohoe Inorande ndunge dono Ke fore We are very very cool I love you and it's true We are getting very soon Oni kuhore na inuere Ira Kufore.
Sunny boy, now we talk about a city young girl. Are you?
When she just a mini score, she pull all them guys just like a magnet, Lord. She dressed like a model from the summer season. A pretty first and a green, the city of the No, she make all them guys, they might feel all sexy when she walk on the street like in a fashion parade. In tycoon, she are the one for green. Sugar daddy, yeah, she had the one for grab. The mood that promise her the whole wild city. Makes you think I'm shopping down loving. Till she gets excited.
The city young girl. City young girl. The city young team. City young girl. She can't find her man. No, she keeps on sitting and seeking. I tell you when she's gonna stop doing all night long duty. She can't find no place to be. She keeps on roaming the city. Someone miss you, sit up. And I see she thinks she's fun. She's just a city. She's just a city. This city. She's just a city. Young girl.
This girl is hot, this girl is the one. The way that she be wiggling, walking, chewing her gum. With that Betty Davis smile, Maria Nepembe attitude. Kala wakinja mentally, shashwanti motao hengumo. First name expenses, last name you can afford. This girl is only into guys with knowledge, katimon. You should see her walking, on to kake no story. Unless the head she busy rolling in the hall. Kajale kolo pako pako kopa kopa kopa. Shake ya pesha lutoza tu kopa. She's beautiful, so her future looks bright. Cause to her, that's the only way to survive. My city young girl, there's more to life.
She's just a city. She's just a city. She's just a city. She's just a city. She love a dream, fit in money. No, she love a piton. Of the injury, she says she want diamond ring. Up on her finger, Lord, she want gold chain. Up on her neck, this city young girl. City young girl. She says she love a Jimmy. Well, of the money, no, she love a Peter. Of the injury, she says she want diamond ring. Up on her finger, Lord, she want gold chain. Up on her neck, she want riding a Beamer. She says she don't want no Corolla. This city, young girl.
This girl is only into guys with knowledge, catching my own. I'm a young girl, there's more to life. My city, young girl, there's more to life.
She make all them guys, them a feel all sexy when she walk on the street like in a fashion parade. In Titan, she are the one for greed. The sugar daddy, yeah, she are the one for grab. The mood, the premise of the whole wild city. Makes you think I'm shopping and loving. Till she gets excited to the sparkling lights of the night. The city young girl, she just a city. She just a city. She just a city. This city. She just a city young girl. She just a city. I'm gonna tell you so. She just a city young girl.
A city young girl, so it's only in love with people with knowledge, cut money, or, you know, if this song came out this year, it will be, you know, featuring this girl is only in love with Namco money or fish rod money or something like that. Turns out back then it was just, you know, with knowledge, cut money, you know, like tender type of money. At least that's what I, you know, that's a, the conclusion I reached. 2 minutes to the hour of lunch. Wherever you are tuned in, I thank you for picking us off all the stations and off all the shows. Thank you very much for loving the sense of humor that at least I claim to have. Okay, I know I have. I know I have. So, service station owners, take advice. It's very important to train your replacement. It turns out it's, sometimes it's needed. Don't hate the competition. What's that? There's something that Steve Harvey liked to say, or more like, I think still likes to say to this day. Don't hate the player, change the game.
So, this is the end of our show. And thanks, for hanging with us. We'll be back next time with more nonsense, more laughs, and definitely no life advice. Peace out. Shop.
Yeah. On the life advice, don't take legal advice from me. Don't take business advice. Don't take relationship advice, please. Don't take medical. Don't take any type of advice from me. At least not from 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. Don't. Yeah. Don't. So if you do that and you end up being stabbed by your madam, okay, guys, let's stop doing that. Or more like, let's go low-key, get punched in the face by the madam. That's not on me. So at least I gave you a disclaimer.
Okay.
Until then, you all have an awesome
Sunday.
Have an awesome Sunday, yeah.